If you're looking for best practices for your bank or credit union, join us while we talk all things sales, marketing, and strategy for financial institutions. Let's make it happen with FIGROW Solutions.
Hi there, I'm Meredith Olmsted, CEO and founder of FIGROW Solutions, and I'm here with Sophie Bwani. Sophie is one of our youngest team members, and she is also one of our complete gurus when it comes to social media. And Sophie has been working with our clients a little bit more over the last 6 months or so around trying to build expertise for banks and credit unions on the social media side of channels with their customers, with potential new customers, and just as our clients. And we were having a really interesting conversation about building credibility through social media for banks and credit unions and for finance in general. And I said, Sophie, let's make a podcast about this. Let's share this with our audience. So, okay. So first off, what is the point? I mean, we were just saying this, and I think this is so funny, but we were like, what's the point of banks and credit unions being on social media in the first place? And I was like, I'm old and Sophie's young. And I was telling her, I was like, you know, I've been doing social media marketing for banks and credit unions since probably 2013. And so that's like over 10 years now that banks and credit unions have been playing in the social media space. And what's funny about it is that what I was, we were kind of reminiscing about is how much social media has changed in the last 10 years. But the ironic thing, I don't know if it's ironic or not, but the funny thing about that is that while social media platforms have evolved tremendously in 10 years, the reason for banks and credit unions being there is exactly the same as it was when I started this company. So Sophie, let's talk about it. Why are they there in the first place?
I mean, it's to build relationships. It's to have authentic engagement. It's to get to an audience that you may not be able to see on a normal basis. It just opens up your horizon and you really get to connect with people in an authentic way.
Yeah. And so the channels are changing, like the social media networks, and like you see Instagram and TikTok and, you know, all of that is kind of shifting from Facebook and some of these older channels, but the reasons for being there are the same. So it's about relationships. It's about staying top of mind with your existing customers and then trying to, you know, get in there into top of mind with potential new customers. But honestly too, it's kind of funny. I just say like, stop fighting about what channels you're on. This is where people are, right? So the idea that we're going to put, like, you know, dig our heels in and say, there's no reason for us to be here. You know, it's silly, you know, whatever, like, or pull back or not see the value. It's silly. Like, this is where people are spending their time when they're online. The data will show this out. So why fight it? You know, just lean in and kind of get in the mix there. As long as you're doing it authentically, it makes all the sense in the world, really, for banks and credit unions to kind of be there. Now, it might be a different channel. There might be a new channel, but the reasons are the same. So if we're trying to build trust, build credibility, and kind of be successful as a bank or credit union on social media, what are some tips that you are giving clients now in 2024?
I mean, I think it's funny that you mentioned that the platforms are the same. They have changes in the algorithms, but the main concepts, the big picture concepts are the same. You want to be authentic. You want to be transparent. And you definitely want to build your credibility through education. So we want to start with simple, you know, using simple to use terminology. Okay. Don't go crazy with crazy financial jargon that the average person can't understand. So be very transparent when you're speaking about finance in a very easy kind of toned down way where the average Joe can listen and understand what's going on.
Yeah. And, you know, I always have said this. Online, people can really smell a rat like really quickly and they bounce immediately from your channel. So as soon as they feel like you're not being real or they can't trust you or what you're saying, they'll immediately unfollow you, stop listening, like write you off basically. It can happen like that. And so like not making claims that are like truly not legit on social is very, very important. Not, you know, pretending like you have the best lowest rates in the history of rates, you know, not pretending like you're always going to be getting everything right. You know, embracing when you make a faux pas or a mistake in customer service or member service if you're a credit union. So like being real is important. That's what we mean by transparent. Like don't hide it. Don't try to pretend like you're perfect. You know, just say you're going to always work better to do better and you're there for the right reasons. And if you're there because you're really trying to provide good quality customer service and financial products and services that are well priced and benefit your customer, that's really what people want to hear on social. So, okay, cool. And then educational content. What do you mean by where would you say this fits in on the social media place?
It kind of piggybacks off of being transparent because it humanizes the financial institution or bank. When you're telling an authentic anecdote about a person who said, "Hey, I got a loan today. Here's how it went." That story is real, but it's also educating someone who may have never gone through the loan process. So giving real education and practical tips that people can use for budgeting or taxes, something that they can use in their daily life, is definitely resonating with people who are consuming content. They enjoy it.
Yeah, we avoid words like learn more and the process of something because all those things sound like they're a lot of work. I mean, of course, it is important to continue to learn and to share best practice with people and share the process of how to go through an application and all of that. But like being careful about kind of how you spin it a little bit is also important. So making people feel like it's not so much work that it's really just step one, step two, step three, easy. We can help you through it. Don't be worried. Don't be intimidated. It's not as complicated as it might seem. Like some of that kind of language too, or like, where you can acknowledge a potential user's, reticence to get involved in like a complicated financial process or product, but kind of taking the mystery out of it. Yeah. And avoiding jargon completely.
And sometimes actually having mistakes and saying how you had like a bad, it humanizes you. Like it makes the financial institution seem less scary and daunting and more like, okay, these are just people. They've made mistakes too.
Yeah. Focusing on like just solving problems and personal stories really, rather than like, the technical or like the really formal look at products and services, but really just like, hey, like here's how to save a little bit of money, how to, like consolidate your debt, pay off your credit card a little faster, like all those kinds of things, and personal stories. Okay. And then what any other suggestions you would say around just being authentic and engagement and interaction?
That's the key. You can have great content. We've seen it with many clients. We've seen it time and time again. You can churn out fantastic content, but if you post it and you disappear, it's going to get lost. So you have to constantly engage with your members or people that are looking at your videos, answer questions, make sure that you're reaching out to people that you see that you like. It just has to be Instagram, TikTok, these are two-way streets. The more you give to the platform, it will give back to you.
Yeah. It really depends on your budget because it can be sometimes, time consuming to have a staff that does this. But if you want to be building relationships, especially reaching younger audiences, like in the Instagram space and even possibly TikTok down the road, it's a really nice natural way to get in front of a younger audience because they skew a little bit younger. But in order to do that, you're probably going to have to get into the engagement business where you have your team carving out 30, 45 minutes, an hour, even a day to go in and respond to some comments, just be helpful, give some tips, say thank you, that kind of thing. So, okay. So when we first started social media marketing, 10 years ago, the old guiding advice, there are two things you should be on social media, either entertaining or useful. And we used to tell people that the mix of content, right, is about 80-20. So you should be either entertaining or useful about 80% of the time. And then about 20% of the time, you can talk about your business, talk about your products and services, be a little bit more, product and service centric in your content. So what are the percentages and the guiding light around social media 10 years later?
Still holds true.
Exactly the same.
Yep, exactly the same.
So basically you're trying to be entertaining. You're trying to be useful there for the right reasons, there to kind of help and have fun. And 20% of the time you can talk a little bit more about what you do and why it works for that person and why it might be a good product or service. Awesome. So funny how everything changes so much and then changes not at all. Awesome. Well, thanks, Sophie. I appreciate it. I think this is super useful for people. And if you're interested in learning more about social media for banks and credit unions or any other part of digital marketing or sales consulting, please visit us at figro.com. We have lots of podcasts, lots of blogs, case studies, and we'd love to get in touch. Follow us for more. And there's lots of other great content there that you can consume. But in the meantime, let's just all get out there and make it happen.